Last week, you might remember, we reported on the problems of raw sewage on the programme affecting the towns of Dunloe and Burton Port in County Donegal. Then we were told about a similar problem in Belmullet in County Mayo. So Valerie Cox has been there. Valerie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Miles.
What's happening there?
Well, it's every bit as bad as Donegal, but it's a bit complicated. The Mullet Peninsula is attached to the landmass by a narrow strip of land with a bay on either side. So to the north, you've got Broadhaven Bay, and to the south, you've got Blacksod Bay. It's very wild, very beautiful, a special area of conservation. Now, for 40 years, raw sewage has been going into Broadhaven Bay, and plans are afoot to change that. But there's a row about where the sewage should go. This is a treatment plant, so it will be treated sewage. Now, the council says Blacksod Bay, and many people agree, but the oyster fishermen are adamant that the oyster beds in the bay would be wiped out. Most people are just angry that in 2013 they're still coping with raw sewage. And we're going to listen now to some residents from Belmullet. They're all living close to the current outlet pipe. And just to tell you, Miles, I've been down to this pipe. You can see the green growth from the sewage, the evidence of what's gone into the rocks, and the grey hooded gulls are having a feast. Plenty of bird life. So we're going to hear from Eva Riley and Martin Barrett. But first of all, 87-year-old Maureen McCann.
Please God, I hope and I sincerely pray that at last we're going to get a treatment plant. I don't know why we're not poisoned long ago. One time there were how many thousands people in Erris area, and it's a shame and disgrace beside the sea, and yet there's nothing done. Year after year I'm listening to them saying at last we're getting a plant, but no sign of one. I hope I don't die until I see one. That's all I want to say now. And I'd be annoyed. It hurts me to think that we're so neglected.
And does it worry you?
It does, of course, worry me. And I think of my grandchildren. And I say, what's wrong with the people? It's only when there's an election, they're all promising you this, that and the other. After the election, it's all over again. No, heed on us. I don't know why I'm voting, but I do vote.
There's a sewage pumping station right in front of our house, and every month, or maybe even more times, they send a lorry out. It collects the raw sewage from here, and they pick that up in the slurry tank, and they drive around to Broadhaven Bay, and they lift a lid there, and they put that sewage pipe down there, and it's pumped out into Broadhaven. And then the tide is starting to bring it back up round the head of the quay, and it's been dispersed back into the bay. And right in front of our house here, there were two or three green beds when we moved into the house 6 years ago. And now there are easily 10 to 12 green beds. Kind of like they're like adobe type of sandy soil mixed with excrement, I presume. And this would form a kind of a gunk or a glue. And then you have like, you know, you sink in these little beds. They're like a silt, I suppose, really.
What's the smell like? I mean, how bad is it? Or is it something you just notice occasionally?
It's occasional because we're tidal here. So obviously when the tide is in, you don't smell anything. But when the tide is out, you can. We live here. And the last thing you want is the smell of excrement around the place. We used to eat shellfish from down Shanahy 10, 12 years ago. We used to have them here, but I stopped eating them. Because I noticed when we, you know, you have to hawk for them and whatever, that my hands were covered in an oily slime. And I realised that they weren't, you know, they weren't clean. They weren't good enough to eat.
It's long gone past time that we need a sewage plant here in Belmullet. And I have no problem where it's situated, whether it's situated in Shore Road or wherever. But it's high time that we have a sewage plant in Belmullet. It's affecting us that raw sewage is being pumped out into both bays. There are times when you can see the evidence of that, and you can smell the evidence of it as well. All our kids are swimming in the bay here and swimming in the tidal pool. We're not happy with it.
Now, you say the town of Belmullet is very well kept.
Oh, it's lovely, Miles. It's a lovely town, lots of flowers. And I met the chairman of the Tidy Towns Committee, Noel Riley.
Definitely, yeah, the town is never looking as well, and I'm not blowing my own trumpet now. The town is never looking as well as it is at the moment. That's thanks to every group, not the Tidy Towns, thanks and business people in the town. have put a lot of money and effort into it, and they put their money where their mouth is, let's put it that way. But unless this is done, it's going to hold back the town. It is definitely going to hold back the town. It's gone maybe as far as it can go. And unless this extra step is taken, it won't go any further. I don't know, maybe there wasn't enough pressure put on by the people of Belmullet. Maybe we were to blame ourselves, I don't know. But it has come to the stage, the money is there, everything is in place. If they don't go ahead with this, I don't know what's going to happen. Because where the money goes, when the money is there, and if the money goes someplace else, we'll never get it back.
And the town councillors are anxious to avoid bad publicity for the town, aren't they?
Yeah, very much so. I met the Fine Gael councillor, Gerry Coyle, and he puts a very positive spin on things. People are very anxious for the scheme to get started. And of course, in the time, in those 40 years, with the raw sewage going into the bay, there's been a lot of development in the town. This is Councillor Coyle.
They're no worse than they ever were. This is a wonderful area, Nick, and I would hate the impression to go out here that there's something wrong here. There's not. We have a fabulous area, fabulous beaches. We have two blue flag beaches. Despite what you might hear about sewerage and things like that, this fabulous hotel we have here is part of that new beginning that's for this region. And to keep up with that new beginning, the government under Inda Kenny, who's completely behind having a new sewerage scheme here in the Erris area, or in the Belmullet area, with Minister Ring and Phil Hogan, indeed, all three are behind this, as they are indeed throughout the country, in getting clean and proper infrastructure in this country to keep up with a modern society that we have here now.
Now, you say it's been like this for a long time. Where is the sewage going at the moment?
The sewage is going into the Broadhaven Bay. Yes, it's going into the Broadhaven Bay. And we're in government now 2.5 years, and my first priority was to get a new sewerage scheme, a modern scheme here for Belmullet. That is what I have got done. Because we have, after many false starts, after many promised starts, we are where we are now, and that is where we have got a Part 8 planning through the council. We have identified the site. Now, I know there's some controversy about the site, very much so. And the questions that people are asking are the very same questions I put to the consultants and I put to the council. Like, why didn't it keep going out in the Broadhaven Bay? Well, the reason for that is very simple. Broadhaven Bay doesn't have a water dispersal. Whatever goes into Broadhaven Bay stays there in the context of near the town. So what they're doing is consultants were appointed. They put dye in the water in Blacksod Bay. They put dye in the water out here. They followed the dispersal and they are confident. Now, I'm not an engineer, but I have to go on the best possible information that's available to me. And I make my decisions on the information that's available to me at the time, not hearsay, not some other say, why doesn't it do this? What came before Mayo County Council wasn't a choice of venues for this plant. Several were looked at, but only one came before the council for a Part 8. And that is where the Part 8 was put through for, out on the third last site. Now, you can't make an omelette without breaking an egg. And there's going to be disruption for the people out there when it's being built. The EPA, which is the premier body in this country, has given a discharge license for that bay. So surely to God, they know what they're at.
So what about the oyster beds then, Val?
Well, Eddie O'Toole is the secretary of the Oyster Co-op in Blacksod Bay.
There's an aerial shot on the front of our submission to the council. You can see Blacksod Bay, Broadhaven Bay, and both of them joined by the man-made canal. All of this area here north is our fishing grounds. And as you can see, here's the outfall pipe right out into the middle of it. We're very much in favour of a treatment plant. We all realise it's past time to have a treatment plant in Belmullet, but we're totally against the location. As it is at the moment, raw sewage is being pumped into Broadhaven Bay, totally untreated. Broadhaven Bay, by any stretch of the imagination, is completely polluted. We're being told that the effluent coming out of this pipe will be perfectly clean. So we're saying, why gamble by putting it into a pristine bay like Blacksod Bay? Why gamble with the clean bay? Why not just pump it back into Broadhaven Bay, where the raw sewage is going in at the moment? And if it's that clean, surely it's going to improve the quality of Broadhaven Bay.
Eddie, this is not an oyster farm. These are naturally occurring oysters.
These are natural native oysters. They're fished every year, normally October, November time when other fishing has quietened down. It wouldn't be a huge fishery by any means. We have 148 members in the local co-op. In good times, we take an average of about 80 tonnes per season at an average of €4,000 per tonne. So when you do the figures, it's a nice little earner at a quiet time of the year.
Now, you think that if the treatment plant was built down there, this would be the end of the oysters?
Well, the effluent pipe, or the proposed effluent pipe, is going straight out into the middle of our oyster beds. Now, all it takes is one mishap. What we have at the moment, and a very, very, very important point, there are three locations in Ireland that can that are categorised as Category A water status. Belmullet happens to be one of them. Blacksod Bay happens to be one of them. So in essence, when the fish are landed on the shoreline, they're fit for human consumption straight away. They can be exported directly onto the European market. If we lose our Category A status, we then our oysters are worth an awful lot less, because if we get a Category B rating, they have to be put into cleansing ponds for a month to purify themselves. So obviously the value drops. If it goes to Category C, if we have a major incident, they're not fit for human consumption, hence the fishery's wiped out.
Where would you like to see it located?
Well, all our members will be of the same train of thought that it should be in Broadhaven Bay, the bay that's already polluted. But definitely we're 100% behind the idea that it would go into Broadhaven Bay.
Now, you believe choosing this location actually breaches Irish law and also European law?
Yes, indeed. The Blacksod Bay is both an SAC and an SPA. But more important is the fact that it's a designated shellfish production area, and therefore is protected by the European Habitats Directive. So there's a blatant breach there. There should have been an EIA carried out before any other work was done in the bay.
So what's the council saying, Val?
Well, they're saying the new plant will be designed to meet the standards as set out by the EPA. The site for the scheme has been selected following exhaustive scientific survey and investigation, and they expect it to be up and running by late 2015.
And I would bet that this is not the last time that we will be addressing the issue of raw sewage on this programme between now and the end of August. Val Cox, thank you very much indeed.